some people have been very brave in the last year or so to actually effect these rescues. When you think about the fact that 133 people drown every year in Ireland, and actually it was so much higher actually back in the 1980s, we averaged over 200 drownings every year, and in the 1990s we had about 190. And that came down to 150 in the zeros, we'll say. And now we average 133 drownings every year. But still, that's over 10 every month. But that would be so much higher but for people like those that we are presenting with awards tomorrow at Dublin Castle, who have helped to keep these drownings down by effecting rescues. And they range, there's a great variety of rescues, but at the end of the day, as you rightly say, these are individuals who have been brave enough to see that somebody has been in difficulty and to actually do what they need to do to actually save that person's life.
There are two rescues recognised in the awards, the Buncrana Pier tragedy and the actions that saved a young life there. And of course, the actions of a team of bodyboarders in Bundoran who helped some young girls in difficulty.
Yes, indeed. And of course, there's always a story behind each of these rescues, and unfortunately sometimes the outcome isn't the success that we like to see. However, what it does do, it instills in people a prompt, if you like, to question how much they know about water safety, to bring water safety to the breakfast table, to the dinner table, and basically so that your listeners, for example, will be prompted to talk to children about water safety. A lot of your listeners may not be aware that 30 children drowned in the last 10 years, and that's more than a classroom of kids. So there's lots of things that people can do to stay safe. Even the word safe, we teach that in our primary school program, SAFE, Stay Away From Edge, and that would address a lot of the problems, actually, the proper wearing of life jackets and so on. But there's a wealth of information that Irish Water Safety issues. We have volunteers in Donegal teaching swimming and life-saving skills, so that we have lifeguards who can effect rescues both in the pool and in the at our beaches around the country. And actually, the importance of that work by our volunteers is perhaps best reflected in the fact that lifeguards rescued 649 people, plucked them from drowning at various beaches around the country this year. And actually, when it comes to the importance of child supervision, I can't stress enough how important constant, uninterrupted supervision is, and that's reflected perhaps in the fact that those same lifeguards reunited 662 children that were found lost wandering near water. So there are lots of basic steps that people can take to stay safe. We are honouring these people tomorrow at Dublin Castle who have saved 32 lives. There were 47 individual rescuers involved in these awards. It's a really good news story, but it actually brings to mind how important it is to that people stay safe around water, because drownings can happen silently, they can happen quickly, and sometimes they can happen in inches of water, and a lot of people are not aware of that. So please, now is the time to think about water safety, not in the summertime, because already it's probably a little late for swimming classes, etc. But now is the time to actually think about water safety. As I say, bring it to the breakfast table, to the dinner table. Check if your local school is running our primary school program. All the resources are free and available online, as are the certificates. And lots of schools run that program already, so that children learn the basics. Even 45 minutes between now and next summer in the classroom environment will give the kids the knowledge they need to know, so that we don't have to reflect on another decade when 30 children drown.